BBC Radio Manchester's been following the story of Lee Pearson this morning. Lee has been waiting for a flight from Manchester Airport to COS since 7 o'clock last night. It's now, of course, nearly 12:30. You might have heard from the press officer from the airport a little bit earlier on. We've had a statement from Small Planet Airlines, which I will read to you in a moment. But in a nutshell, the latest from them is that Lee's flight should depart at 1:25. Let's just find out how Lee is getting on. Afternoon to you, Lee. What is the latest? Does it look like you'll be getting that flight at 1:25?
Good afternoon. Well, the last thing we were told about 15, 20 minutes ago was that the plane hadn't left Poland. I've since then spoke to Olympic Holidays, who have shown me the plane has left Poland, so really we're sort of a bit in the middle. However, obviously, as it's been this long, I'm not really holding my breath for it, that's for sure.
So you're still not sure? I mean, the latest we heard from the airline was that, you know, you were due to board at 1:25. You don't know if it's left Poland. If you don't...
Oh, there you go. There you go. They've just changed it to 3 o'clock. They just announced it now. They've changed it to 3 o'clock. So they are...
This is just so heartbreaking
just
for you.
Just now. Just over the tannoy this minute. They've just said it's 3 o'clock now.
OK, so that is the very, very latest as I talk to you live here. This is the first time you've been away for a long time, isn't it?
For 9 years, yeah. The last time we went away was Bulgaria for our honeymoon.
So you've been saving up for this, and then this happens. You sound like you're really and obviously very upset about this.
Yeah. Sorry.
It's all right, Lee.
I am.
I know we've been following
you. I've had enough now, I'll be honest.
How long are you planning to go to COS for?
Well, it was for 7 nights, but we're now looking at 4 or 5, aren't we, really?
I'm really sorry that you are so upset, and I'm really, really sorry that...
Sorry.
No, don't you... Really, don't you be sorry. We're very grateful, Lee, that you have been talking to us, and we will keep in touch with you, and we're doing all we can this end.
I know you are, I know, yeah. Thank you.
And we're really, really hoping that you actually do get off to the Greek island, COS at 3 o'clock. Lee, thanks ever so much for talking to us. I'm sorry
you're
upset.
All right,
no worries.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. It'll be all right. Thank you.
Bye. Lee there, you heard, didn't you, how very upset he is at all this. We have had a statement. I mean, it is out of date now, but I'll read it to you anyway, from Small Planet Airlines. They say they sincerely apologise to the passengers. The delay has occurred due to extraordinary circumstances, unexpected and unforeseen. They've arranged a flight to come in, as you heard there, from Poland, and it's on the way. The passengers should be due to depart at 1:25 UK time. Now we've just heard live that it's been changed to 3 o'clock this afternoon. They said passengers in Manchester were provided with food vouchers for refreshments and meals and a hotel for the night. And our team is taking all the measures and attempts in order to overcome this situation. As you heard there, though, Lee, quite heartbroken about this holiday that he saved up for, not being away for 9 years. And then this has happened. As I say, we will keep you up to date with that story this afternoon here on BBC Radio Manchester.